Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we're delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. We would love to hear from you. So send us your email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, we're very excited to have with us today Donna Murphy. And Donna has co-founded a beautiful ministry called Heaven's Gain Ministries with her husband after losing three children during pregnancy. And they now serve over 2,000 families a year by providing for physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. You can go to their beautiful website, heavensgain.org, and also babylosssurvey.com. Well, before we get involved with Donna, and we're going to have a beautiful show with Donna, I encourage you all to be praying the novena that EWTN is doing for our election. It's Wednesday. You might not have said, oh, I haven't started it. Jump right in right now. And after every morning mass, they'll be doing praying the rosary for our nation as election day, each passing day gets closer and closer. Pray for our country.
I'm very excited about this these meaningful shows that we're going to have today. Heaven's Gain Ministries has been vital in my life personally. For whatever reason, I receive calls from people, especially in our diocese, when they are in the process of miscarrying or have miscarried, or they're at the hospital, and you know, what do I do? How do I secure this miscarried baby? Where are places that I can bury this baby? Do people have caskets for these babies? So that's one aspect of it. And now she has this Advocates for Parents of Perinatal Loss, APPLE. So getting early on a diagnosis that's a very negative diagnosis, where you may lose your child before you birth the child or during it. What do we do? How do we prepare? What are the questions I should be asking? How could it be as meaningful an experience and memorable in a good way regarding my child? This is my child, whatever state this child is in. And so she shares about that. She trains people to be articulate in that area. And I pray that many, many people, especially if there's any bishops listening, priests, sisters, diocesan representatives, you need this ministry. APPLE, Advocates for Parents of Perinatal Loss. And so, just looking forward to these shows. It's going to be a great blessing to many, many people. You can go to heavensgain.org, heavensgain.org. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are very excited to have with us Donna Murphy. Now, Donna has co-founded a beautiful ministry called Heaven's Gain Ministries with her husband after losing three children during her pregnancies. They now serve over 2,000 families a year by providing for physical, emotional, and spiritual needs for these beautiful families who are suffering their loss. You can go to her website, it's heavensgain.org or babylosssurvey.com. Well, Donna, we had you on many years ago. The problem is that one in every four pregnancies is still ending in miscarriages. And so what we want you to do is tell our family first a little bit about yourself, and we're going to talk about the beautiful emotional, physical, and spiritual support that Heaven's Gains Ministries is providing.
Well, Jim and I are parents to 11 children. We lost our 5th, 9th, and 10th children, one in the first trimester, two in the second trimester, and then we were very blessed to adopt our youngest daughter, Emmy. And so we just feel very blessed to have children here and children there.
Yeah. And so when you were going through your pregnancy losses, what kind of support was there for you? Were you getting support from the medical community? Were you getting support from the church? Where was support coming as you were going through your losses?
There was pretty much a complete lack of support. I was volunteering at a pregnancy center. There was no support there. They were just like, you'll get over it. The doctor's offices just say there'll be some bleeding and cramping. When I went in for the induction for the later loss, there was no preparation at all. It was just be at the hospital at 8 a.m. There was no preparation at all. And with our last loss, you know, you would think a baby at, you know, 17 weeks, 8 inches long, that, you know, there would be more help, and but there wasn't. And matter of fact, we left the ultrasound, just being told when to be at the hospital, but my husband, being the good provider that he is, said, hey, let's stop at some funeral homes and get a casket ordered. And so we went to 4 funeral homes and 2 cemeteries, and everybody said there's no such thing as a baby, a casket for small babies. And and my husband said, somebody should do something about that. And I said, somebody else should. After feeling the call, we started Heaven's Gain Ministries, providing caskets, urns, and support for those who are going through pregnancy loss at any point in pregnancy.
Right. Whether it's early on in the first trimester, the second trimester, the third trimester, some women have stillborns, or they get an adverse diagnosis during the pregnancy where they know the baby is not going to make it through the 8th month. And sometimes babies just die inside without even being an adverse diagnosis. And so what is the church, the medical community, you're saying there's nothing out there. And so your beautiful ministry was birthed out of great suffering and pain. And God said, you can help solve this problem and aid some people.
Right. My husband felt the call first, and I really pushed against it. And then I felt the call about a year later. Then we spent a year researching best we can about the caskets and urns. That's what we started with. And then in 2012, we expanded to services. And so I take pretty much every class I can on how to serve people who have suffered pregnancy loss. Yeah. And it has been a great benefit to those we serve.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great source for us personally. And you've touched many people in Greater Birmingham who are suffering through a miscarriage. And they call us for whatever reason. And we always recommend you. And we have in our room at our pregnancy medical center, caskets. And also you have receptacles and other resources if a woman is miscarrying, how she can secure that baby. And I think that's just so pro-life, you know, sanctity of life, and we don't hear enough about this. And I was sharing with you in the green room, you know, I try to encourage women's groups to know of your ministry, Heaven's Gain Ministries, and what you have available for resources, because unfortunately this is going to happen, especially in women's groups. A lot of them are childbearing age, and suddenly they are miscarrying, and it'd be great if they were prepared, you know, with some information about this and then resources that they might need. And so you've been a really go-to person, you know, for us. So thank you so very, very much.
Thank you for sending so many people to us. We really appreciate it. We help people all over the nation. And so that first trimester, there's 1 in 4 babies who are lost. And so many times they just say there's going to be some bleeding and cramping, and no one really talks you through it. Mm-hmm. And so when people call us, we will talk them through it. Well, you know, that cramping comes and goes because that's actually labor, and you're going to be delivering your child.
Yeah.
And so we offer them a miscarriage kit, which has a way to measure your blood loss, has a way to catch the baby in the placenta. We have a 14-minute video on YouTube explaining exactly how to use that. Mm-hmm. And it comes with a card showing baby development at the different stages, so they know what they're looking for when they look in that colander. Yeah. What size baby am I looking for? What's that baby going to look like? Yeah. And so we help prepare them that way. And so that's in the first trimester. Now in the second trimester, it's 1 in 33. People don't realize that, you know, you see people with that bump, but they're not huge yet. 1 in 33 women are going to lose a baby in that second trimester. And so those are usually delivered in the hospital. And so we will prepare them for that delivery in the hospital, whether it's that or a third trimester, which is about 1 in 160. So for instance, when you go into the hospital, there's usually some kind volunteer or somebody who welcomes you and says, hi, why are you here? But for somebody who's lost their baby, to try and choke out the words, I'm here to deliver my dead baby, is really hard. So we have a little card we give them. It says, sadly, I'm here to deliver my baby who has died. They can just hold it up and they don't have to say the words. Then when they go over to registration and they're going to labor and delivery, they're going to ask them who their pediatrician is. And it says, please be mindful of the questions you ask me. I will not be needing a pediatrician. And so they have this card so they don't have to answer that. So we have stopped that trauma from happening. By creating a birth plan with these families prior to the birth of their child, the delivery of that dead baby, we're going to help prevent a lot of traumas that they don't have to go through and so they can get on their healing journey. Like, for instance, a lot of people don't even know that you have to go into labor and delivery to deliver a baby who has died. And that's actually, we explained to them, that's a good thing, because the doctors that know how to help you through this are there. The nurses who know how to help you are there. And then, you know, in the second trimester, there can be a lot of bleeding. And so they have the medical devices they need to save your life if it becomes necessary. We'll talk to them about what's labor going to be like. How do they give you medication, you know, because it can be internally or orally. We'll talk to them about how the baby's going to look, you know, what's going to be about the length of my baby and the weight of my baby. And we even have fetal models to show. And that's so important. And then we talk to them afterwards. I've always felt that with my healthy full-term babies, when they plop that baby right here, it's always kind of startling to me, even with a healthy baby. But can you imagine how startling it is for a baby who has passed to plop it on your chest? And so we'll talk to them about, you know, we can do that skin to skin right afterwards if that's important to you. Or maybe you want that baby washed and wrapped up so you can slowly unwrap that baby and meet your baby a little bit at a time. And that can be better. But whatever that family would like, that's what we're willing to do. And then we talk to them about all the wonderful things they can do with their baby. Kiss and hug and rock their baby.
And name.
Name, so important to name your baby. You know, who you're going to intercess through. And talk to them about little mementos that they can make, footprints and handprints, and measure your baby just like you would a full-term baby. We can make little footprints and handprints, and then we take, like we have little teddy bears to touch to your baby, you know? And if that baby's in heaven, that could maybe even be a relic, right? So it's such a beautiful thing that we can, when families come in, they're so scared and sad. They're still sad, and we're not going to take away any of the sadness of losing the child. We wouldn't want to. You know, we if you take away somebody's grief, you take away their right to love. But what we can do is that we can empower them so that they change from being scared and not knowing what to do to being empowered and looking forward to the time that they have with their baby.
And comforted through that time. And I do know that, you know, you think about how the activity and the joy that's happening on the labor and delivery floor, right? And so, you know, people are, families are coming, balloons are appearing, and, you know, it's, and so then you have another room where a woman is preparing to deliver her lost child, right? And so I do know that some hospitals have a section, you know, where they'll even say, they'll have a plaque on the wall, please, you know, be quiet, you know, to because we need to be sensitized, because what we do is we just dismiss it. Oh, I'm sorry, you can have another one. And we say awful things to a woman who is in sorrow and misery and in the dark night of her own soul, what she's going through emotionally, spiritually, and now what she has to endure physically. So your beautiful ministry prepares them. And like you said, you can't take her sorrow away, but you can navigate her through this dark night of her soul so that when she does step away from it, she'll have those cherished memories. Where she can say, God brought beauty out of those ashes. And if she does, if she's able to have children afterwards, it's a family member, you know what I mean? As opposed to just being so dismissed as our culture does it. And so there is so much education that has to happen.
Yeah, so we actually, we ask our babies to pray for us every morning, and then every evening we thank God for every member of our family, including those that those three babies that mm-hmm. we believe live in heaven. And it's so wonderful. They are a part of our family, and mm-hmm. our family knows about them, and it's not something that we've hidden away. Mm-hmm. And part of our ministry is also the healing part afterwards you were talking about. You know, one of the things we do is we have them, the families tell their birth story. Mm-hmm. So when they tell their birth story, normally if you something triggers you, you go into fight, flight, or freeze response. Mm-hmm. But if you have told your story a few times, it becomes part of your mm-hmm. story, and you tend to not jump into fight, flight, or freeze response. And so the group support, the individual support, and the couple support that we provide afterwards is essential to that healing journey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we started, at least in my understanding, speaking more about miscarriage sometimes happening suddenly. I guess what you're speaking about now more fully is perinatal loss diagnosis, where somebody knows ahead of time your baby is going to meet his or her demise, whether in process or before or maybe sometime you have with that child. And so you've developed this whole other side called Advocates for Parents of Perinatal Loss, APPLE.
Right, so perinatal loss, and perinatal starts at conception. Mm-hmm. So it's for loss at any time, okay. mm-hmm. from early loss all the way through. So if a parent comes to us with and says, I have a poor prenatal diagnosis, my baby's not expected to live right. long after birth, what we can do is we can talk to them about how can you know, treasure this time now that you have mm-hmm. with your child. Mm-hmm. So say the mom wanted to see her baby eat an ice cream cone. Well, she can eat an ice cream cone and journal how the baby reacts. Mm-hmm. Or say she wanted to see her baby on a swing. Well, she can sit on the swing and journal how the baby reacts. Mm-hmm. We can talk about all those things and all make up all kinds of things that you can do while that baby's still inside of you and you're still interacting, right? Mm-hmm. And then when that baby's born, we know there's a period of time that baby's going to survive, and you never know how long.
Right.
So we will talk about all those things I talked about that you can do, the experiences yeah. you can have. What are most important to you? Mm-hmm. Let's put them all in order. Mm-hmm. And we'll do the most important things first. You know, for a Catholic, it's usually I need to have my baby baptized immediately. That's mm-hmm. the thing I want to do, you know. And so there's so many things that we can put in order, and they can experience. Like I talked to a dad about, would you like a father-daughter dance? Mm-hmm. And he said, that would be so important to mm-hmm. me. And so for him, that was a very important thing. And so we'll put it all in order. We write out a birth plan, whether it's a miscarriage, right. a delivery in the hospital, or a poor prenatal diagnosis delivery in the hospital. We write it all out, we type it out, and we give it to them so that they have a copy for the nurse, the doctor, and one for themselves, mm-hmm. so that they make sure that they've done everything they want to so they have as few regrets as possible. Mm.
Excellent. And what a gift you are.
Yes.
What a
gift.
We're
going to hold you over for the final segment so you can unpack this more fully, all the resources, and you won't be able to do that all in this next segment. That's why we have you on for tomorrow as well. But we want our folks to get all the information they possibly can. It's heavensgain.org, heavensgain.org. See the resources, see what they're doing, see how they can help educate you on what to expect if you've got a negative diagnosis, perinatal diagnosis. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we're having a wonderful conversation with Donna Murphy, a beautiful ministry called Heaven's Gain. You can go out to the website. It's heavensgains.org.
Donna, you're a tremendous resource. I've worked with you for years. It seems to me in what you're presenting now, you're trying to multiply your ministry. Not that people have a whole ministry exactly like yours, but people who are educated, trained to be articulate before, during, after situations like this where a baby passes away in some point in the process, early or a little later and so on. So you say it's advocates, so it's more than you. What's going on? What is this about?
So our advocates for parents of perinatal loss that we lovingly call APLES. So it can be any type person. It can be just a lay person. It can be a nurse. It can be a pregnancy center worker. Anybody can learn to be an APLE because it's a non-medical program. But it's going to be the program that's going to help help families to make that birth plan beforehand and to have the support they need during and then to get the support they need afterwards. And so this training binder explains it all, but we give the APLE trainees will get to read 9 books, which will be a comprehensive look at loss and companioning through loss. And then we will give them 12 hours of class. They watch videos. And then our certified APLES will actually walk with them, with a family, through a couple different birth plans. And then afterwards, we'll companion them as they do the birth plans. And then they will be certified. And so we're trying to get this all over the country because, you know, it happens everywhere. Right. Pregnancy loss happens everywhere. And right. So we want to make sure that we have APLES all over the country. I would especially think that pregnancy centers would really be an ideal place for this.
Absolutely, because, you know, the statistics are 1 in every 4. Well, that came out from the medical community. So what we have found is that OBGYNs, when a girl says, I've had 1 miscarriage, 2 miscarriage, that there's no research, no reason, you know, so not only is she just left in this world abyss, just like, what's happening? It's not until she's had her 4th miscarriage where they're then gonna say, well, maybe we should do some blood work, maybe we should test your hormones, maybe it's a progesterone level. But it's the medical community isn't stepping up to the plate to make this happen for women and right. families.
And as you said, you're talking about pro-life centers, there's thousands of us. We're doing this because we know you personally. We're not doing it to the extent that we should be doing it because you've added these different elements. You can educate us more fully. But there should be numerous diocesan representatives that are trained in this. And they're ready to articulate, to accompany somebody through this. You know, Pope Francis is so big on accompaniment. Who's accompanying these women? I don't know. And you don't know what to do when somebody calls you. And you've walked this through numerous of times. You can help other people, accompany people in a well-educated way, spiritually, emotionally, and walk them on through. We need it desperately in our diocese.
And I think most dioceses do. I've been very blessed that Mount St. Mary's in Cincinnati, Ohio, brings me in to talk to the seminarians once a year. Yeah. And I talk to them for 2.5 hours. And they think, well, why would we need this? And when they leave, they're like, I could have listened to her all day. Yeah. Because there is so much to learn. And Archbishop Schnur in Cincinnati had me speak to the priests of Cincinnati, and they were very open
Beautiful.
To learning.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful. Mm-hmm. You know, there just needs to be some training for the priest, for the pastoral
right,
level
right.
people to know what to say. And I'm sure that
yes.
it's very hard on them to know what to
well,
say.
That's a beautiful mm-hmm. outlook. Our time has run out. Thank God we have you for tomorrow so that many more can hear the great work that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go to heavensgain.org. You're a bishop, you're a priest, you're a sister, you're running a pro-life center. You're working in a medical facility, people are calling in with these situations, you want to articulate things meaningfully, accurately, and compassionately.
Mm-hmm.
Heavensgain.org. God bless you and all of your loved ones. Keep it on EWTN. Bye now.